Well, so what about age, Anna? Have you given some thought about what his age should be? I don't know how many men in their 20s are going to be in this process, but have you thought about how much age difference there could be that would be acceptable to you? And if so, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't want to, like, offend anybody's feelings saying that somebody's too old or something like that, but still I think that there can be too much difference in age if you wanted to have a successful relationship. So I think that maybe, like, a guy should be in his, maybe up to his late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that it's going to work out if he's, like, much older than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're thinking maybe something like 15 years, maybe somewhere between 15 and 20 years would be the maximum age difference that should be okay with you. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would expect that from you. I mean, you're only 22. You're very mature for 22. But still, obviously, you want to meet somebody who's going to be really compatible with you over your lifetime, obviously.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, if you have a guy who is maybe, I don't know, 40, and he's in America, we have many men, actually, who are 40 that are in really great shape. They're very active. They're all the things that you described. They're very into new things. In America, sometimes life begins again at 40, and people begin to become more open to new ideas and trying new things than they ever were before. And I wonder if you met somebody like that and you found him to be attractive, if that would be acceptable to you, or do you think late 30s would be probably the most age difference that you should look for?
Well, no, I'm not, like, absolutely close. I mean, sure, they can try to start a relationship with me, and, like, we can start to get to know each other, but just that's how I view it right now. But, you know, there are always exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's all, you know, it all depends from the person.
Mm-hmm.
You need to meet the guy and to talk to him. Maybe we'll be just, you know, we'll be great together and he'll be like me and there will be a lot of topics for discussions and stuff like that. And the age differences, you know, it won't matter then.
Sure. Absolutely. You're right. Very good. Very nice, Anna. You mentioned earlier that you moved to St. Petersburg to go to school. You moved away from home, I think, when you were 17, you said, which is it's very young for a girl to move away from home. But you've obviously been living on your own for some time, as you said.
Yeah.
Your family, obviously. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I've been, like, living for a year in the States, and I was 15 with a host family.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've been living on my own for a long time already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Well, I wonder, your family, where are they from? Where are you from originally? What city or what place in Russia before St. Petersburg?
It's a place. It's a small town close to St. Petersburg. It's called Tishin.
Mm-hmm.
Never, I know nobody can pronounce that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a small town close to St. Petersburg. It's about 3 hours away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in, like, what you would call in St. Petersburg County.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I've been always, I've always wanted to move to St. Petersburg for studying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder, Anna, about your family. Do they know of your intentions of meeting a foreign guy, possibly living in the States or some similar country? Have you talked to them about that?
Yes, I did, and kind of like this, kind of suspicious about that. They know about my interest to move to foreign, like, to the States.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, like, after I came from the States, like, I've been saying, well, I like this country and stuff like that. So, well, I don't know. Actually, I haven't, like, we've never seriously discussed that. Like, you know, we never talked of it like tomorrow I'm moving to somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, yeah, I like the States. So, yes, I like American guys more than Russian guys.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. It was only like discussions. It wasn't like a serious decisions already taken.
You've kind of presented the idea to them so that maybe later on they won't be entirely surprised if you announce that you've met a man from America and you've fallen in love and he with you and the two of you want to be together, so you might be relocating, right?
Yes, well, kind of like after I came from the States, of course I've been sharing my ideas about my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking about differences in relationships. Because, like, I've been living in a very nice family where they have very loving, caring relationship, my host mother and my host father. So, like, we've been talking about that because in Russian families you don't see that kind of relationships much.
Hmm.
So we've been, like, talking about that and about differences and stuff like that. So they have the idea that I'm kind of into this thing.
Yes.
The States and into finding an American man, and that's I'm not really kind of I can't really create a good relationship with a Russian man because they kind of like because I've been as I've already said because I've been exposed to like another country, another style of life, like new ideas that you have in the States. I'm kind of not the same person as, like, my, how would you put this, like, the guys of my age here.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like we are not talking the same, I mean, you know what I mean.
I do.
We're kind of not on the same page, and, like,
oh, yeah.
They don't understand me.
Believe me,
that's
I understand.
The way I want to be understood.
Guys from America who go to Russia and go to St. Petersburg, they come back to America and they are changed as well. And there's no going back, as we say in America. You're changed forever. You've been exposed to the new culture and the differences. And it's, you know, American men, Russian women are very, very compatible. We seem to want very much the same things. And it's quite refreshing. It's really wonderful to come back to the States and to know that we're not limited to what we have here. We can go abroad and we can find a wonderful life partner and have a happy love and a happy marriage forever and those kinds of things that we didn't think possible are going to be quite possible for us suddenly. And we realize that when we come to your city. So I'm not surprised to hear you say how changed you are from everybody around you by coming to America.
Yeah.
You know what I wonder, Anna? You came to California, and you visited San Diego, Oakland, San Francisco. You've seen some big cities on the West Coast. And we probably have a couple of guys that are listening from California, but we also have some guys that are listening from some other places, maybe Florida, for example, or maybe Chicago or New York or something like that. I wonder if you mind meeting somebody from another state or another city.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm not like I'm not just California oriented. I mean, I'm just oriented at finding somebody I can be together with, and we can work as a couple, as a setting, like somebody who would like love me, and I would love this person, and somebody who would like to create a family with me,
mm-hmm.
have kids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's matter that where he lives.
Mm-hmm. Big city, small city, it doesn't necessarily matter, I hear you saying?
Well, yes, I'd say that.